This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh,
so glad to have you with us tonight. Kevin McCullough saying welcome aboard. It's a live look at not only what is going on in the news and the headlines, but we've got some special topics to talk about tonight. A college professor trying to say that the election of our president-elect was in fact an act of terrorism. That's what she told her class this week. That is what she told her class. And then, oddly, very oddly, someone in her class was caught videotaping her. Imagine that. Some kid in the class didn't think it was cool that she was saying that the election of Donald Trump was an act of terror. We'll get to that story before long. Also, let's go to the big board. We haven't checked in on the big board in quite a while. And tonight, we do have a very, very cool broadcast for you. We've got the story about the college professor and the Orange Coast Republicans that are fighting them. You may have seen it on Fox News this week. But in the second hour, in the ladies' lounge, we've got Bethany Mandel from The Federalist joining us. She's one of their senior writers over there and a fan favorite here in the ladies' lounge. And you may know this woman right here, Leah Remini. Leah is someone who has come out of and is now busy exposing the entire fraud that Scientology is. And she has a very, very big hit TV show on the A&E channel. And so this has made massive news. She's been all over the place talking about this. And Bethany Mandel is privy to some. Well, she actually has drawn a very interesting argument in something that she wrote this last week for The Federalist, because people that abuse other people via religion, I think that a lot of people would believe this. If you use religion to abuse people, you're worse than just a normal abuser, whatever that may be. And that's hard to say, because abuse is abuse and it's all bad and you shouldn't abuse anyone anyway. But when you use the moral leverage of something and you're saying that it's God or that it's a moral right to do whatever you're doing, to brainwash or molest or whatever it is that is involved, it's pretty compelling stuff. So anyway, that series, I think one episode is aired, the second one is coming up, or the second one just aired and the third one's coming out, somewhere in that range. And we're going to chat about it tonight with Bethany Mandel, and that should be a fairly interesting. But I don't know. I didn't ask the staff tonight. I don't know, that they may cut the wire to my microphone now. But every year I do the same thing. The week after the division championships in the NC2A college football arena, and last week you had the conference championships, they always have the one really spectacular event known as the Army-Navy game. And for 117 years, the service academies of our fine nation have come together and had a little bit of a rivalry on the gridiron, because while that is very intense and they fight very hard for it, when they leave, when they graduate those service academies, they go and they stand in trenches together, they go on boats together, they fly planes together, they jointly put their life on the line voluntarily to keep you safe and to keep me safe, my ankle biter safe, everybody safe tonight. And so today, my boys are just getting big enough. My four-year-old and my six-year-old are just getting to the age now where they're like, Dad, why are you wearing your Navy sweatshirt today? And I said, because this is Army-Navy Day. And they're like, what does that mean? So we went through the whole thing about why we're a Navy family. Both of my grandfathers served in the Navy in the big war, used to sit at the foot of their beds and hear stories from them about what it was to be part of that. My brother-in-law now is a forward-serving pilot for the Navy, and he does, you know, a bunch of really cool stuff that he can't tell me about most of the time, maybe sometime 30 years from now when they're no longer doing it. But right now, we're a huge Navy family, and there's just no give on this. I got Charmaine Yost, past guest in the Ladies Lounge. She gets on Facebook with me today, and she goes, "Are you serious about this? This is going to present a major problem." And I wrote back, "Yeah, but not for me." I mean, there's no doubt in my we're all Navy, and Navy has been the service academy for the last 14 years. They have just pummeled the Army on the football field year after year after year after year, 14 years in a row. And today it looked like they were just going to have their comeuppance. It looked like Army was just going to kick their fanny and say, "Enough with this losing stuff. We, the Army, the military cadets of the West Point Academy, are standing up, fighting for the soldiers everywhere." Because they went in at halftime with a 14-0 lead. And then, lo and behold, Navy came out and started plugging away at it. Army did win. 21-17, I think, was the final score. Major kudos to the West Pointers, and congratulations to them. But I just have to say this in the Navy's defense, okay? 9 of the starters they started with at the beginning of the year are out for the season. They've been injured. Last week, their second-string quarterback broke his foot. And so they started and had to play their third-string quarterback all game today. And he looked pretty rough in the first half, but really turned it on in the second half and made a game of it. I mean, it was they actually took the lead 17-14 at one point, and then Army got that final touchdown. So, but congratulations, and genuinely, a great day for America, because it's one of those times where the boys can come in and they say, "Dad, who are we watching? Who are we pulling for?" Well, we're pulling for both of them. Yeah, we're a Navy household. We go Navy, beat Army. But everybody that's in that stadium, all the guys with the hats, whether they're gray or white, they're going to be giving years of their life to make sure that you're safe, to make sure that you have a place to go to school, to make sure that this country is not harmed by terrorists. All of those people in that stadium giving their lives, dedicating in service to this country, commitment, honor, valor, integrity, everything that they've got. And it's one of those, it's one of the few things that you can point to and go, "Look at those guys, boys. Those are heroes in the making. They're not serving yet, but they are going to be, and they are indeed heroes." So we thank all of the armed services. I did get a little bit of a kind of from some Air Force people on the social media page today. In fact, one of them was gloating. They said, "Well, you know, the Air Force Academy beat both the Naval Academy and the Military Academy this year." And so she said, "I think I'm just going to cheer for Air Force today." And this is a friend I went to high school with. And I wrote back and I said, "Well, yeah, but the difference is these are actually forward-serving military branches. You Air Force people, we appreciate you keeping the Canadians at bay from us. You know, we're afraid that northern border is going to be invaded at some point. And the fact that you fly those routes, you know, along Montana and New York and all that, it's very, very dangerous stuff you're doing up there. But we appreciate it. We're grateful that you're keeping the Canucks at bay, keeping them out of our, you know, our hair. Because, you know, we have that massive northern illegal immigration issue, you know, where they're just all coming across. If it weren't for the Air Force, my goodness, man, that border would just be porous as heck. But when you want real fighter pilots to go bomb something somewhere, you always call the Navy boys." That's right, the F-18s. Anyway, do I sound like I'm sour graping tonight? Is that a little sour grapes? Maybe it's a little sour grapes. I was sad. I was sad for the boys. I thought they did good. Anyway, so the president couldn't find his way to Baltimore today. How far exactly is Baltimore from Washington, D.C., by the way? Because they normally play this up in Philadelphia, but today they thought, "Hey, we'll play it close to Baltimore, close to the nation's capital. Maybe the commander in chief would come and cheer us on." He didn't come last year. He sent the vice president. He didn't go the year before that. He sent the secretary of defense. So today, President-elect Trump shows up to a rousing welcome. The CBS guys put him in the booth for a little while, and something really cool evidently happened right in front of him. Take a look at this little footage from earlier today at the Army-Navy game.
Interaction with Joe Namath.
what? I couldn't quite make it out. Did you hear what they said right there? As he's in the booth doing a little interview, because they do that, you know, they have celebrities stop by, they do a little impromptu interview. By the way, today was Vern Lundquist's last day with CBS College Football. He's been doing it, I don't know, 100 years. Great career. He was a Texas sports guy. I used to watch him doing the local 10 o'clock sports reports for the ABC station in Dallas when I was a kid. Anyway, he's retiring from the CBS football. He'll still do some March Madness and other things, but good luck on Vern Lundquist's future and what he's doing. But Donald Trump, they said they were chanting "Make America Great Again." They're in the stage. They're in the stands. I'm telling you, the military's happy about our new president. You know who's not? College professors. When we come back, we're going to talk about exactly why one of them went all tirade in her classroom this week. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is what we call Radio Night Live from the world's greatest city. Back up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad that you're with us live from New York on great stations like KKFT in Reno, Nevada, and AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, Kentucky, and AM 660 The Answer Orlando, all across the country and on great television stations across the Biz TV network, coast to coast as well. We're grateful for you being here. Our phone number is open, and that means we like you to participate in the discussion as it goes along, and I always try to have at least one fairly compelling topic for us to talk about over the course of the evening. Of course, we have the Ladies' Lounge at the top of the second hour, and we've got lots of fun things to talk about along the way. But here's what I want to get to tonight. This last week, it came to the attention of the media, some in the media, few in the media, that a professor in California, I believe her name is Olga something. I don't really care to know her whole name, because she's kind of a jerk. And kind of what she does to her students who are held hostage and have to attend her class and sit under the babble that you're about to hear is really kind of disgusting to me. I kind of wish this woman would get fired. She kind of reminds me of a zit on the butt cheek of humanity. But, you know, far be it for me to judge. So she's having her class, and she's opening it up not long after the elections of 2016. And this student videotaped this rhetoric that she was going on about. It became viral and now has gotten the student in a little bit of trouble. In fact, there are some teachers' unions that handle college professors that have evidently threatened him when he made public the threats. They walked it back and said, oh, no, we never threatened him. But he is sticking to his story that they have. But what was it all about? Well, take a listen to this. This is what happened in Professor Olga's classroom. Take a listen.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being in a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in civil war times.
That is some astounding stuff that she says there. And she went on to say, and there's other cuts, I don't know if we'll get to them tonight or not, but there are some other cuts in which she says, and I take great pleasure to know that I have a coping mechanism. And her students, you know, rapt attention at this garbledygook that's coming out of her mouth. They're wanting to know, well, what are the coping mechanisms? She says, well, one is I have great hope for the country because those of us who didn't want Trump actually outnumbered the people that did want Trump. He said, we won the popular vote, like that matters, ever, in America. So here, just some of the things that she says in that tape that you heard. A white supremacist and his vice president who's homophobic. That's basically where she started the conversation. That they committed an assault against the people of America. That it was terrorism. And that it wasn't just like, you know, jihadi terrorism. This was terrorism that was done by the people who sit in the seat next to you. Now, in this classroom, there are conservative Republican students. There were supporters of Donald Trump that sat in that classroom. One of them taped that diatribe and later published it on social media. Upon the publication and upon of it going viral, and it has now, it's gotten several thousand views in different platforms, the teachers' unions reached out to the kid and said, we're going to sue him or her. I don't know who did it. And they're going to be sorry that they did this. The Orange Coast Republicans are the ones that are now taking on the public brunt for this fight. Because they're wanting to give the student anonymity. So their students are going out and taking the interviews and stuff on behalf of the student. But is that the kind of, and I believe this was a state university. I believe it was a state associated university in California. Is this the kind of thing that our tax dollars should be supporting by way of teachers in the classroom in America in 2017? Nick, go back to the start of the tape. I want to play it one more time for you. I just want you to notice all the stuff that she says, because they did a nice job of editing it down and putting a lot of the juicier things back to back. But take a listen one more time.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in Civil War times.
We are as divided as we are now as we were at the time of the Civil War. Now, at the time of the Civil War, we drew guns and shot each other. We were that divided. It was, and they meant that in a fighting way. But she's saying that the election of Trump, the lawful landslide election of Donald Trump, He won a landslide by the rules of the game. He won a landslide. And all these recount things are blowing up faster than people can say boo at. The Michigan case, the judge said, nope, that's done. Trump won. Wisconsin, they've been going now for almost 10 days. They're over 85% of the state counted. And the original margin was roughly 22,000 votes. And the margin now is 22,090 votes, something like that. But huge headway that Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton made in challenging that. Pennsylvania's said they filed too late to be a lawful recount anyway. They're still trying to fight it in court. But my point is this. Is it, first of all, accurate what this teacher is saying? That the election of Donald Trump is an assault, that it is terrorism, the equivalent of terrorism, to the citizens of the United States, equal to the Civil War, that the president-elect and his cabinet have been elected. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. She says, well, we outnumbered him. This is an assault against me and most of the people I know, a professor at a public university in California. I don't know who most of the people are that she knows. I don't think Donald Trump's coming to terrorize her. Your thoughts, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We continue from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. What a gorgeous shot. Nick, leave that up on the screen for a second. For those of you that join us via the television, that is a shot. I'm guessing it's coming from the top of World Trade, but it looks out over the East River. But it is normally it is like zoomed in a little bit more on the Brooklyn Bridge. Tonight it's just showing the skyline view, for those of you listening by radio, of the East River. And I think there's enough... there's enough distance to the top of the screen that it's showing. That's the Murfreesboro. Okay, that's got to be like the Queensboro then. So you've got the Brooklyn, you've got the Queensboro, and then you've got other bridges that you can see further up the river. Very, very cool. It is a cold, wintry night in New York. I don't know what it is like where you are, but we are grateful that you're with us. Kevin McCullough, so thankful, too, that you're a bunch of clear-headed thinkers, and I'm grateful for the brand-new partners that are jumping on board with us to help sponsor the broadcast in 2017. I want to introduce you to a brand-new one tonight. They are called TechWorks. If you're sick and tired of computer guys that are impossible to reach, they don't follow up on anything, they don't fix things the right way the first time, and then they end up nickel and diming your company to death to get your network fixed,
I want you to know that TechWorks is the company that I trust and that I am telling everyone about in 2017. Why? Because they don't do business incentivized in a way for their people to spend lots of hours fixing things, thus bilking the client out of lots of hours of billable time. What they actually do is incentivize the relationship to be focused on getting and keeping your network operational to its fullest power the entire time that it's operating, and if you do go down, to get you up and running again as soon as possible. They know that even an hour's worth of downtime can cost your business costly money. So, again, the phone number, put that back on the screen, Nick, for in what they're doing is for anybody that calls in this introductory period going into 2017, they're going to offer completely free consultations and contribute $100 to a charity of your choice when you call and set up your appointment. It's 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404. If you're looking for expert cloud service and patented security on your cloud and IT security, unlike anything else in the business, TechWorks is your place. 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404. Or TechWorks.com to get a free look at what they do as well. TechWerxe. TechWorks.com. TechWorks. WERXE. TechWorks.com. And that's where you can go and get to know them. But Sej and the whole team there are really, really awesome people. I had a chance to get to know them personally over the last few months, and I'm really impressed and so grateful that they're on board now for the coming year of 2017. All right, we're talking about this story out of a California university. Let's play that tape one more time. Here's Professor Olga talking to her little mush brains about why the election was an act of terrorism and assault against the American people. Take a listen.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in civil war times.
And yet, isn't it interesting? She says we are divided, and yet an overwhelming turnout to make a decision to change the direction of the country. 65 million people said we want this country to go in a different direction. In 33 of 50 states said we want the country to go in a different direction. More than 3,000 of 3,800 counties went in a different direction. It was an overwhelming statement by the population to say we're going in a different direction. I don't know what she's smoking. Let's go to Tom, who's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia, watching on Biz Television down there. Hello, Tom. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yes, I would agree with her because the rest of us don't want to go in the direction that she was choosing.
So you would agree with her that she was under assault?
No, I agree with you.
Oh, with me?
I agree with her in the fact that, yes, it may be an act of being upset about things, but I am with the rest of the people who voted for Donald Trump, chose that we needed a different direction.
What do you think about a college professor having the freedom to do this with captive students in her classroom? Actually, Tom, we got to take a break. I'm going to ask you that question on the other side of this. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. Kevin McCullough is my name, and this is Radio Night Live. Coming up at the top of the hour, hour two, we will throw open the Ladies Lounge, and tonight, featuring the brilliant women of media, Bethany Mandel of The Federalist will join us. She says that the whole celebrity crush that Scientology has had on celebrities, the whole, like, hey, you know, be our spokespeople thing, it's like running into real trouble, and she's going to explain why. It has to do with the Leia Remini series that's on A&E. Speaking of which, if you're in the New York area, my very good friend Frank Morano, who's a very talented radio producer and host, does a Sunday morning broadcast called Morano in the Morning, which, you know, oddly enough, he would name it that. And tomorrow at 6:30, Leia Remini will be his guest, talking about her successful series. A&E says it is the most successful TV series they have had in years, maybe decades. Why? We'll get Bethany Mandel's take on that coming up in the second hour. Anyway, we're talking about the appropriateness or the inappropriateness of this college professor in California who said a whole bunch of horrible things, that basically the election of Donald Trump was equivalent to terrorism, and that people are going to be they feel assaulted, and that there's, you know, basically we're just, you know, being shot to hell in a handbasket. Tom has called us from Atlanta. And, Tom, I'm curious. You said that you disagree with the professor. You agree with the majority of Americans that voted Trump into office. But let me ask you this. How do you feel about a professor on the role of the taxpayers being able to basically hold her class audience and fill their minds with the stuff that she was saying in the clip that I played for you earlier?
Well, with that, I absolutely disagree. If she's doing it to try and get them to express an idea, there's one thing, because she's presenting a point of view, but I absolutely disagree with this person and her premises.
Yeah. Well, and it would be one thing, too, if she opened it up to people that disagreed and said, tell me why I'm wrong. I mean, that's what really good professors do. But instead, the teachers union then goes and threatens the student that actually took the recording.
That's awful. That's absolutely awful. And that is why people like myself voted the way I voted.
Yeah. Well,
we need a new America, and we need one that stands for what I was raised to believe in, which is the Constitution and the importance of that.
Well, it was pretty awesome to see the president-elect show up to congratulate our service academies at the Army-Navy game, and for the crowd to chant "Make America Great Again" while he was getting his interview today. Tom, thanks for holding on. Thanks for answering the questions. 888-340-3373. Does this professor have any room to stand on, any leg to stand on, to stand in front of her class and to say, basically this. Play it one more time, Nick. This is Professor Olga in a university on the West Coast.
Shortly after, a local education union commented.
Oh, we don't have it queued up in the right spot. So we'll get that done, and then I'll have it for you again. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
You know, normally they play the Army-Navy game really near you. They took it nice and convenient for the president down to Baltimore this year, and he still stiffed him. He said, I'm not showing up for that. Why would I go see the Army-Navy game now? I haven't done it in 8 years. Why now?
Kevin, first of all, I'd like to wish you and everybody else associated with the broadcast a Merry Christmas and season's greetings.
Thank you, sir. We receive that.
Kevin, sadly, these college professors are either grossly ignorant or they're simply don't know their history. Kevin, on November 8th, the wise people of this country narrowly averted becoming a de facto dictatorship. Anybody that denies that, as I have referred to, what the Clintons did in Waco, Texas, was an atrocity. Kevin, Waco was to the Branch Davidians what Kristallnacht was to the Jews of Germany. In my opinion, the Clintons should be put up on, they should have Nuremberg-type trials for the Clintons.
Yeah, but we didn't pick them, and so we're going in a different direction now. This professor, using the captive audience of her classroom, and she's on the staff of a state-funded facility. How do you feel about that?
Well, Kevin, it's ridiculous. There was a terrific movie made about 50 years ago. It was called Dr. Zhivago.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's about the Bolshevik Revolution and et cetera. And, you know, a lot of these liberal professors, these socialist professors should go back and look at that movie and realize that, that the Clintons and all these, do-good Democrats, you know, they pretend to be for the poor and downtrodden. They remind me of the character, I think the guy's name was Pasha, that he was the guy that led the marches for, people were begging for bread in the streets, etc. But when he finally got the power, he was more oppressive and dictatorial than the czar ever was.
Yeah. Well, and that's not surprising. Walt, appreciate the call. As always, thank you. 888-340-3373. Nick, refire that audio. This is Professor Olga and what I'm illustrating for you here.
The Kelly file called, however. The union insisted legal action.
We still don't have it queued up to the right spot. We're trying to get the classroom audio of the professor who was basically on a tirade. She said some of the most outrageous things, like the election was an act of terrorism against Americans. It was an assault. She said the scary thing about this was the assault was coming from people who are, you know, your neighbors. They sit right next to you. And she said this demonstrates that we are as divided as we were in the era of the Civil War. Even if you agree that this is a divided country, and I do, there are divisions in this country. I don't doubt that. Can we not, at the beginning of a new administration, say, but let's give this guy his chance to do his thing? Isn't that what President Obama was given 8 years ago? And for 8 years, hasn't the majority of people said, we're gonna trust this guy and we're gonna, you know, try to give him the benefit of the doubt, even when things didn't work like Obamacare and we had questionable understanding of what his policy towards terrorism and other things were? I mean, it seems to me highly hypocritical that some of these elitists are now saying, we lost, so it must be a place of terror. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough. That's a live shot of Times Square, and looks like we got a little bit of traffic and such going on out there. Thank you for welcoming us into your home, letting us be here as part of your Saturday night, especially as we get closer to the end of the year. I know you got holiday parties and such to go to. I'm grateful that you're here. Also grateful that Bethany Mandel is going to join us at the top of the hour. She's one of our favorites in the Lays Lounge. She's a writer for The Federalist, which is a great website. If you're not reading it, you should on a regular basis. But she's written a piece on how the whole Scientology community, while trying to embrace, you know, the Tom Cruises of the world, have kind of had their bluff called with celebrities. We'll get into that coming up with Bethany at the top of the hour, and also ask her about a few other things. As a journalist, what is her take on this whole fake news phenomenon that's out there? And some other things. But we're talking right now and throughout the show, the caller topic for tonight has to do with this story of this professor in California saying some pretty absurd stuff. Take a listen.
Supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most striking things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in civil war times.
She went on to say in a clip beyond that, that she has a lot of coping mechanisms that she can use to deal with this. Like, for instance, the fact that more people believed in the message of the way she thinks about it than the way those who supported Donald Trump think about it. Very absurd assertion to make, but nonetheless, that's how she thinks. 888-340-3373, your thoughts on that. Let's go to Ray, who's watching us in New York on Biz TV. Hello, Ray.
Hello there, Kevin.
Glad to have you. What's your thought?
Kevin, there's a lot of that going around. I call it doom and gloom. It almost reminds me of the time when Obama was elected. There was all this doom and gloom talk, all this negativity, and I feel that with that professor, it's just a continuation. And on social media, it's the same thing. It's all this negativity. Well, everything is just going to come to an end because Trump is elected. So that's all I really want to say.
Yeah, but it's not based in any form of reality. Like, what has he even done to make them think that the world is ending? Like, thank you, Ray. I mean, for instance, at the Army-Navy game, he went to the game. The president doesn't even go to the game. The president-elect went to the game. He said thank you to the Navy men and the Army men, and he said, we appreciate your service and that you're going to go out there and defend us. I'm going to try to be a good commander-in-chief. Like, where's the sky is falling? I don't get any of that. Anyway, 888-340-3373 if you've got thoughts.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.